Shannon McNally's second album is with us. It is called Geronimo, and our session today starts off with the title track.
Do it again and again. Listen for visions and missions in the wind. A warm novel and shine soft parade. Now I'm picking up a true sage's trade. Want every battle.
That is a good way to begin. That is Geronimo, which is the title track of Shannon McNally's new album. And an album that is dedicated to Geronimo and to Hunter S. Thompson,
yeah.
Who passed away. Why Geronimo? How did Geronimo figure in all this?
You know, my personal experiences the last few years and I see them magnified on a certain global level. And you know, I just have had him on my brain for a while now, and he's such a strong, iconic figure. I knew I was going to call the record Geronimo, and you know, so he was the last of the holdouts, just like Hunter S. Thompson, and just like you know,
Maybe Shannon McNally, something like that. I hear you. I hear you. I saw where you were going with that. Okay. Yeah. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. He's sort of a beacon, I definitely call on him for strength against the absurdities of,
yep.
every day.
Yep. And lost the war. This new album was recorded with Charlie Sexton, people love him as a guitar player. People actually may not know as much of what he's done as a producer, but he just did a fabulous job with this. And you recorded this in kind of a short period of time in Louisiana.
We did all the recording in 13 days.
Wow.
Yeah.
What's that dockside place like? Is it actually in the swamp?
Yes, it is. It is actually as in a swamp as you can get. It's out in Maurice, Louisiana, which is about a stone's throw from Lafayette. It's literally on a 12-acre parcel of bayou, and it's got a bayou running through it, meaning, a small river, larger than a creek and smaller than a river, larger than a stream, really. And full with, big barn owls and snakes and giant spiders and alligators and all that kind of good stuff.
Did anybody go fishing between takes and stuff, or was that?
No. But we all were definitely on continual alligator watch. Every time you see something floating in the water, you're like, is that an alligator? Because, alligators are cool.
Definitely. Now, you wrote that one with Greg Lease.
Yeah.
The pedal steel player and mm-hmm. guitarist, and you got some pretty good players here in the room. You might as well tell folks who's playing today.
Sure thing. David Stocker on the keyboards, Wallace Lester on the drums, Sam Price on the bass, and David Easley on the pedal steel guitar.
Shannon McNally is our guest, and what's next?
Pale Moon.
Just me and you, my long black hair waving in the driveway, me waving at you, my lover from some ancient bag. Like a thirsty vision I see you, and you're gone. Where could you ever run to? Come back, come back, come back. Gone to California, just my fate making me blue. Why else would I see you today? I'm not in some desert town and you're not there with me. I'm on the ground. Be done, but there are 18 minutes.
So glad you did that one. That one was really jumped out of the record at me, Pale Moon. Pretty, pretty song.
Thank you.
Did you end up writing it in New York or in the desert town or somewhere in between?
I actually wrote it in Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
You know, it's funny. In between albums, I'd go up to the show and I wouldn't notice and you know what was going on. And you'd pop up on stage opening for somebody. I mean, you really like to work. You really like to get out there and play live.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm a musician, you know, and I like to make music and I like to sing for people. And it's, you know, just the way the industry is structured. I don't that you can only sing around an album
right.
cycle to me is just like, well, yeah, but I get to breathe all year long, so I got to sing too.
Absolutely. All right. What do you want to finish up with?
How about Sweet Forgiveness?
Sweet Forgiveness, Shannon McNally and this great band playing live for us today. And I was just sitting here thinking, you know, I've seen you play solo acoustic so much. It must be such a joy to go out with.
Yeah, it really is. Because it's the others, you know, it's sort of where my... That's where my heart lies, is, you know, rocking out. So
definitely. And well, congratulations on the new album as well. And it's Geronimo, Shannon McNally. We shall be back in a moment here on the World Cafe. Thanks again to Shannon McNally and her band for joining us live today. If you're looking for Geronimo, her new album, it's at our World Cafe CD store on your web browser at worldcafecds.com.